and the chiyuv to keep in hagim, and the halacha that noist in the olav chumrei hamakim sha halach misham is a very big sugya in the rishayim. All the rishayim have different pshatim and how to reconcile all the different gemaras. And it's impossible in a half hour that we should go through all the shittas of rishayim. Taisus is chaylik on the ran. I mean, everyone says the different pshatim here. But I thought it was important that we should have a basic understanding of what's going on here. So, in the terms of the basic understanding of what's going on, there's two gemaras in the Dorim. There's a gemara in the Dorim Daf Tesvav and a gemara in the Dorim Daf Pei Aleph. In both cases, the gemara says there's such a thing as bal yachel midirabonim. When a person makes a neder, so the Torah says lo yachel devar, right? The person is mechuyev to keep his word. About that's only if you make a neder, you actually say something. But the Gemara says that there is such a thing as bal yachel midirabonin also. So it's interesting that the Gemara says, is there such a thing as bal yachel midirabonin? So the Gemara in Matani, we learn in a braisa, dvarim hamutarim v'acherim nagu bohen nisir yatar rishayin lahatirim b'fneihem. So what does that mean? So in the Mishnah we had a halacha that you're not supposed to do differently than the place that you're coming to, mipnei hamachlekes, the way the Rishonim explain it. But that doesn't really say anything about those people. That's about you. That you're not allowed to conduct yourself differently than the makom that you're in, even though it's daitei lachzor. So mamei lenikir adin, your din is like the place you came from, like the Ran is Mavayir. If you're daitei lachzor, you're coming from another place and it's daitei lachzor. Mi'ikir adin, your halacha is only the halacha like the makom that you live. So you're only mukhliyev to keep the minig like the makom that you came from. However, despite that, there's stated halacha in the Mishnah, which is another din. It has nothing to do with minig hamakom. It has to do with mipnei hamachlekes. You're not allowed to do differently than where you came. Mipnei hamachlekes. You're really not bound by their minig. That's not the pshat in the Mishnah. Nois nemulav chumei hamakom shahalach misham v'chumei hamakom shahalach l'sham. The chumei hamakom shahalach l'sham is not mikra din stating the Ran. Vigra din is jirmukhli to do like the minig hamakom that you live in. And if it's daita lachzor, that could be lakula ay lachumra. However, you're not allowed to be mishane from the other people. It's a tzveita halacha. It's a completely different halacha mipnei hamachlekes. So in the Mishnah, in the halacha that it says, meisna lav chumra of makam shalach l'sham, it doesn't say anything about the people themselves. What about the people in the makam? About the fact that they have to keep the minig the way it is. We see that I'm bound by my minig hamakom, but that's not what we're addressing over there. When we come to the Gemara, we have a braisa. The braisa says. What?
Who are you asking about?
I'm not asking. When you go to the Ran says, when you go to another city, and we're nice in Alecha Chumrei Hamakom Shalach L'Sham, that's not because of the chaymer of the fact that you have to hold the meaning of the place you're going because you're Daitei Lachzor. That's Mipnei Hamachlekes, but the Lashon in the Ran is it's not Mikra Adin. Mikra Adin is which halacha am I mechuyev al pidin to keep? Without saying why al pidin I'm mechuyev to keep. I'm mechuyev to keep the minig of my makom where I live. That's what I'm mechuyev to do. So if I'm Daitei Lachzor, I don't become included in the chiyuv to Tefirzach like this community that I come to. Thus the state in the Mishnah that I'm mechuyev to Tefirzach, that's Mipnei Hamachlekes, that's not Mikra Adin, says the Ran. The Ikra Adin is that if I come from a place where it's mutter and I go to a place where it's mutter, I should be able to, it's awesome, I should be able to do it at mutter. I'm not allowed to do it. Mipnei Hamachlekes, that's all. So that's not the Yisoid Adin of Makom Shenoagu. The Yisoid Adin of Makom Shenoagu is that there's a din that you're mechuyev to keep the makom, the minig of the makom that you came from. Agav, this is not klar in the Achrayinim. Are you mechuyev to keep the minig of your father that he did if the makom wasn't noyig like that? So, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, klar, you're not mechuyev to. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, the Gemara over here that speaks about, the B'nai Chuzai, the Bnei Baishan, right? Those that they were told that they have to do like their fathers. It's not because it's like their fathers. Shlomo Zal means because it's their father's makim. But there's other chachamim saying not like that. I mean, it's not so pashut that if your father was mekabel minig for a siyag that you're not mechuyev to keep it. It's not so pashut. But lamaisa, we're talking about makim shenagu. The pashtus is that there's a din that you're mechuyev to go according to the makim shenagu. But lamaisa, when we get to the Brais and the Gemara, and the Brais and the Gemara state another halacha. The Brais and the Gemara state that Dvarim Hamutarim Ba'Cheirim Nagu Bohebi Yisir Yata Rishai Lahatiram Bufneim. You're not allowed to tell them that it's mutter. Asher Al Kain, we see that they have to take and do it. There's a Shaila in Taisus. What am I allowed to do? But they certainly Luchayri have to keep it. Taisus Mesupik in one case, but they're Mechuyik. So what is this then? Why are they Mechuyik to keep it? Why are they Mechuyik? Why if they were Nagu Bayisir? So the Gemara Nedarim in two places says that that we know that there's a din of neder in the Torah, and there's such a thing as bal yachel midivreihem. What does it mean bal yachel midivreihem? The Rishonim over there say that we give it a chaymer of a neder even though it's not a neder. The person never said anything. So if Adam and Dereis, it can't be a neder. But we give it a chaymer of a neder. So this halacha, it says in the Gemara Durm, there's no escaping it. The Gemara Durm says that this one, it says, Dvaram amutaram v'acherim nogu b'ay nisir, yata roshay latir b'fneyam, that it goes with a din of a neder v'rabbonim. The Gemara says it in the Durm and the Pe'alef also. Two places in Maseches Nedarim. So, in the first parak, the second parak in Tesvav, the Rosh brings this halacha. He says it's bayachal midrabanan, and he brings from the Ri Mikan. The Ri would say that if a person was nayig three times not to eat meat in a particular time of the year, but he doesn't say three times actually. If a person has a minig not to eat meat, we see from over here that it becomes a neder, that there's an iser midrabanan of midarim. So l'chayra, the way it says pashtus. And the Gemara is that the aside of this halacha is neder. So we want to understand where the neder is. So that lechayra goes into the din derabbanan. That's what the Gemara is saying, that the makayim was mekabel themselves to do it. Midrabbanan, we give it a chaymer of a neder. That means to say that if you live in a community where they were noyig a particular way, you're bound by it midinei neder. So the first question that we have to ask ourselves is that if it's a neder, so why can't you be shoyel on the neder? We know that in the Dorim it's possible to be shoyel on the neder. You go to a chacham and you find a pesach and you shoyel on a neder. If the whole reason why I'm a chuyi to keep the minhagim of a makkah that I came out from or a makkah where I live is because of neder, so we should be able to be shoyel on a neder. And it's not mashma that you could be shoyel. What? What? Yeah, so it depends which rishi you're looking at, why it was mutter. Everyone has a different pshat. Well, it was a tais, so it never was a neder, maybe because it could come out in a veir state in the Gemara over here. That's why, yeah, but when you say that, there's a major machlokes hashoinim, when you say that they could change. Pashas you can't change. But in that particular case, could be they could change because that's a minig that makes a problem. Makes
the case of
Iris. Yeah, that's the case. That's why. So the Rishonim have different shot them on why they could. But Pashas, you're not allowed to be mad with them. Yeah. Okay. So Lamaisa, there's Yushalmi that's master that you could be mad to Neder. But the Rashba, the Tshuva says, how could it possibly be that a minig that the makom was noyeg, it's possible to say if the whole chaymer adavar is because of ataris nedarim. So how is it possible that we have minhagim? It's impossible to say that we should be able to be matir neder on it. L'mashal, he says, the Rashba brings the minig that women are noyeg to be leishev zayin nikiyim al tipas dam kechargel. So the Gemara Anida says that the Bnei Yisrael were noagu leishev zayin nikiyim al tipas dam kechargel. Dainu. That in order to become a nida, that you have to have zayin nikiyim, you have to be a zava gedayla. Becoming a zava gedayla is a very complicated process. There's a nida and there's a zava gedayla. A nida doesn't have to have zayin nikiyim. A nida, from the time that she starts to bleed, even if she bleeds for 5 days, on the 7th day she goes to mikvah. A zava has to have zayin nikiyim. So So the Bnei Yisrael will hichmiru al atzmam leishev zayin nekim al kipas dam kechargu. So the Rashba says, has it shaykh, are you talking to say that we're going to be matinet around this? It's not shaykh, says the Rashba. So Agav, the Raivid in Balei Nefesh, Kidua, says that even though the Lashon of the Gemara is that Bnei Yisrael echmiru al atzman, but afterwards it was an eskabu b'chazal and they made it into tekonis chachamim mamish. It's mamish din d'rabbanon that you have to do it. I guess the Rashba didn't learn like that. The Rashba took the Gemara at face value. The Bnei Yisrael echmiru al atzman, leishiv zayin nekim, is they were achmiru al atzman, just like any other chumah that we have a makum shenogu. And God's klal yishol was naigit. So the Rashba says it's impossible to say that we should be able to be matin neder. So, but the Rashba doesn't say what the Yisoid HaYisr is then. So we have, the plea is that we have two Gemaras in the Dorim that bring this Braisa. They bring the same Braisa of Shteit Tzachim Daf Numa Rebeis. The same Braisa Mamish. The Braisa of Dvarim Hamutarim Vacherim Nogu Ban Yisr I Ator Rashoi Latirim Bifneim. And the Gemara says that this is Bal Yachal Dvarim. It's a Bal Yachal Midrabanim. It's a plea that the Rishonim here don't even mention it. I mean, some a plea. Why don't they mention the Gemaras? Anyway, Al Kapanim, the Rush here in the Sugya. Whether it could or whether it can, it's not negaya. Klal Yisrael was machmer al atzmon
leishiv zayin. That's why you can't ask. That's why it's that let me matter neder.
Maybe I could. The Rashba is saying it's impossible to say we should be matter neder on such a thing, even if you could figure it out. That's all. Even if you could figure it out, let's dice figure it. He said it's that. According to Shitas Rambam, it's pretty easy to figure. Actually, depends which Shitas. That's so hard to figure. But it's confusing. So that's why they were machmer al atzmon, because to know when you're needed, when you're zov, is very confusing. That's why the Bnei Yisrael were machmer al atzmon. But the Rashba says it's be'etzim impossible to say that you can be matter such a thing. Anyway, Al Kapanim, the Rosh brings this Gemara in the Dorim. The Rosh brings. Kriyis b'per peis the Dorim. Tani dvarim amutarim b'cherim nogu b'yisir. Yatar rishay latir mutnayim shem shenemer lo yachal dvarim. So the Rosh says, Avol hachacham yachay lahatir lahem b'charata. The Rosh says, and all these things that it says in the Braisa, that dvarim shenogu b'yisir yatar rishay lahatir lutnayim. So he says, but a chacham could be matter. Pilei ployim. Learn the Gemara, it doesn't sound like that. When you learn the Gemara, it doesn't sound like anyone could be matir neder for them. No one told them they could be matir neder, so the Rishonim deal with this according to the Shitas Rosh. No one told them that they could be matir neder, but he says they could. Yachal Aklam, b'charata, k'mo shayr dvarim, v'yiptach b'charata, she'y mischartim, she'nogu kein l'she'y neder. Okay, so the Rosh deals with the Gemara's l'sugis, but that's the Yisod that the Rosh says. Okay, so this is Mamish Apliya. What does it mean to have Charata? It means to have Charata means that if I would have known that I was going to be in such a situation, I would have never made a neder. So if we're going to say that the minig that you're noyig, you could go to Chacham and find the Charata, and you may have a Pesach, so what would these talk of these Bnei Baishan? They said our fathers were independently wealthy, the Zemke can Pesach, but we can't, right? Abbasan Efshalu, Anan Lo Efshalun. Why isn't that a Pesach? So the Korban Nisano brings, it's Mashua from the Lashon of the Rush. Listen carefully to the Lashon of the Rush. The Lashon says, Avala Chacham Yachail Lahatir Lohem Becharata. Is that the Korban Nisano? It's only the first generation that you could be Matir B'Nedr. The children, you can no longer be Matir Nedr. So this is a plea. And the Korban Nisano brings a lot of achreinim hold like this, but this is a mamish apliyah. Kum d'chais, the whole basis of the whole meaning in the first place is of liachol midrabanan, like it says in the Gemara in the Nedarim. Right. So the father, if he would have wanted to be matir neder, could be matir neder, but the children can't be matir neder. So first of all, it's hard to understand b'chlau how the neder of the parents is chal for the children. How does it become a kabbalah for them? But afilu and aniach, Afilu naniach that their neder is takachal for the coming generations, but how could it be that the following generations are more chomer than the original fathers and neder? They could make a hatar sedarim. The children can't, and that's how the korban sanal rings. A lot of achleim were like this. Korban chasan. Okay, that's what's mashup from the Rosh. What? So Lamaisa Azoy. Lamaisa, there's a pasuk in Parashas Rei. And there's a Sifri in Parashas Rei. The pasuk is talking about pasuk b'cholof. So the pasuk says, "Loisaykul kol nevela lagarish b'sherechetid mena v'achala oimachar l'nachri ki am kadosh ata l'Hashem elokecha." So there's an unbelievable sifri here. I mean, it's mamsh pilei ployim, the sifri. So the sifri says like this: "Ki am kadosh ata l'Hashem elokecha kadosh es atzmacha b'mutar lach." You should be mekadosh yourself b'mutalach. That's what we learn in Parshas Kedoshim. Dashkacha pratis, right? But listen to what it says. It says the Sifri, Dvarim hamutarim v'acherim nogu b'misir, iya atar reshoi linoig heter b'fneim. Ki am kadosh atar l'Hashem l'kecha, kadosh is atzmacha. So Pilei Ployim, in the Sifri in Parshas Rei, state that there's a bezundera halacha that a person is mechuyev to be mekadosh himself. What does it mean to be mekadosh yourself? To be mekadosh yourself means to make a siyog, making siyog. That's what it is. So it's very interesting that the Karban Istanel is very busy with the Beis Yosef, and he's trying to figure out how is it possible to say that it should be more chamur for the children than for the fathers. So at the end, the Karban Nisanel says a gavaltik chiddush. He says like this. The Karban Nisanel says, Karman Asanel, the end of Eis Ches, wants to say that maybe children could be Matur Neder unless their fathers were Mekabalit Mishum Siyog. And he learns the whole sugi over here, the kash in the Teretz of whether or not they were allowed to be Mavatal this Minig Shdeleazli Mitzur Letzidin B'mali Shavta was why they did it. If they did it as a siyag in Shmira Shabbos, that was the, or if we hold like a Yehuda that you're really not allowed to do it, you're not allowed to be maflik b'svina, so they were making an extension to that Iser. So the Karban Sadal Moshul comes out that the type of Iser that's impossible to be matter is only the type of minig that was made mishum siyag. But he doesn't explain it. All he does is come out l'maskan in the sugi that it has to be that way. But he's got no explanation. But according to this Sifri, it's mamish kavaltik. According to the Sifri, whenever you're talking about a siyag, there's a din, midine, from the Tanoim, from the Sifri, that a kadishat samachot, that the naya, it's a new iser, it's a new chiyav, that if the Klal Yisrael is mechuyev to make siyagim on themselves, and if they do, it works, without a din eder. It's a naya iser, that's what the Sifri learns. Now the Netziv, in Emek Sheila, holds that it's a machlaikis between the sugya and the darim and the sifri. That there's two different reasons. It's not the same reason. Abulamaisa, you could say, and Rabbi Yashiv Tanya is in the shirim, that in every neder there's both qualities. In every case there's more qualities. There's both qualities. So even when you find in the Rishonim that the Rishonim is saying to be matir neder, it doesn't necessarily mean in all the sugyas that it's going to be mutter. It means you'll take off the chaymer ha'isr of neder. But you cannot take, this isr is impossible to be mavatal. So the Karban Nisanel taka says, l'maisa from misvara delay, that it makes an afkamina whether it was stama minig or there was a siyog. And a siyag, he says, from the sugya kumtais from him, that it should be yasser. And that's lamashi what it says in the Sifri. The Sifri says it's a bezunder din by siyagim. Kadesh is atzim b'burlach dvarma b'tarim v'chayim nagu b'mister yater asher l'nei b'hatcher. A person is mechli to be kadesh atzim b'mutulach, which means to make a siyag on dvarma asura.
It's only in their presence, or
no, no, no. They're not allowed to change. They're talking. They themselves are not allowed to change. That's the halacha, that you're not allowed to change. I mean, so this also, by the way, such a yisud would take care of the Rashba's problem. Such a yisud takes care of the Rashba's problem that we have isurim that Klal Yisrael was noig for dar that it's not shaykh that there should be atar on it. So if we learn like a Beliashim is saying that every neder, or certainly siyagim, like it says in this Sifri, so those things are not shaykh that Torah, because the basis of the isur is another basis of bechlal. It's not the same isur bechlal. Lemaisa, once you get down to Shulchan Aruch, Lemaisa, people are matir neder on minig avosam. On many minig avosam, we find that people are matir neder. One of them, the people are matir neder on is gebrucht. Rabbi Yasha brings in the sefer. Well, some people are matir on gebrucht. So we do find in some cases that we are matir neder on minig avosam. But it's not pashut that just because your father kept something that you're mechuyev to keep it. This is Gebrucht was a minig amakom. Gebrucht was a minig amakom. I think it was. That in Gebrucht, there was whole sections of Europe where they didn't eat Gebrucht. That's what the Shiloh they asked by Erev Tashilin all the time. The Erev Tashilin is based on Hoyel. So there was a lot of places in Klal Yisrael where Shvi Shal Pesach, they made Gebrucht. So the Shiloh is, you're cooking the Shmini Shal Pesach. So Shmini Shal Pesach for Shabbos, and you want to cook gebrucht with an Erev Tavshilin, but Lamaisa nobody's going to eat it. But nobody would eat it because the whole Mina must not eat gebrucht. So it's a shaila whether that's a big shaila nachreinu whether you can be saying an Erev Tavshilin b'chiyai gavim. Like, because no, there's no hayel, there's mamish no hayel, so who says you could do it? So I really don't know how it is that people are machinet around things like that. If it's something which is that your father did, it's not so pashut that what your father did, he has a din of bal yachol devarim. Because we could say that the pshat, I'm trying to understand why it is so. Why is it totally in the makam? Why it should be told in the Makom Shem Zalman says? Because Lamais it's a din drabbanan. Even if you say this, even this drasha is not so pasha that it's a deraisa. It could be it's also a drabbanan. It's a tzmachta bialma. This sifri that says that you, it could also be it's a drabbanan. But Chazal said that it has a chaymer of a neder. It could be that it's only the Semitic shul rabbim. It could be that this chaymer on neder that they said it has doesn't apply just because your father decided that it doesn't apply for the children. So the basis of what the Yisur Mar is not clear. All we see from the sugi is the sugi over here in the Shem didn't even say what it is. They just say that it's us. They just say that it's us. Yeah, but that's a pasuk. That pasuk is a mishle. So what kind of issue is that? What exactly is this? It's a smachta. So it's a nai. We like to make it an issur chomer. You know, the Gemara in the Dorm says it's a ned. It's a mamash. It's got a name. What the opposite of get there? Benegay, which is it saying, Bishma Benegay, what? Benegay Baishin, and not go later. Yeah. Yeah, doesn't mean the plastic here. What? Here? Yeah, right. So I told you that the rush, the Karban Nisanel says that the Rush didn't learn like that. The Rush wanted to learn that it was a Siyag Mivnei Shmir Shabbos. If it's a Siyag Mivnei Shmir Shabbos, they couldn't be Matir Neder. But if it would have been like Rashi, they would have been able to. That's how the Karban Nisanel learns in the Rush. That's how he learns. Okay, Rabbi, so I understand that next week we have to be holding ready by Daphne Beis, so Beis Hashem next week will speak on Daphne Beis.
If the reason why we had ice, other than why,